214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
It's brought to you by
Velvet Taco Milestone AC, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Okay. So we did the pop culture quiz from 1984 yesterday.
Yeah. It's all tied into the whole Van Halen thing.
Yeah. Who knew that Van Halen could carry the entire week, ladies?
Every time.
Ferris Bueller.
I love it, though, how now 90% of our comrades on this trip do it, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just anyone, madam, ladies. So this guy has a bone to pick?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let him say his piece, and then I have a rebuttal, and I have an update.
Okay.
Hard line. Love you guys. But my God, you are stupid sometimes. Absolute idiots to think that a 22-year-old black kid is going to have ever heard of ZZ Top. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I wish I could have been there and bet you guys I would have won so much money to think that any kid that age is going to have ever heard of ZZ Top. Perhaps if you had played Sharp Dressed Man, they may have said,
Wouldn't have mattered.
I heard that song somewhere. But they're not going to ever be able to name the group, even if you give them half the name. And to think that anybody that age would have ever heard of 16 Candles or Look Duke Dong or whatever his name was, that is idiotic. And the whole Marcus Allen question. Listen, you take every male in America age 50 years and older, and half of them, at least half of them, would not have had any clue that the answer to that question of the USC Heisman Trophy winner who banged OJ's wife was Marcus Allen. Those are not answers or information that is in anybody's psyche in 2024. But love you guys anyways.
See, yeah. I disagree because I do think that there is, I mean, Marcus Allen is a Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl champion, played for one of the most iconic teams in the 1980s, had a tremendous career, was a celebrity after that. And if you would have asked them who was the running back in 1965 that led the league in rushing for the ninth straight year or whatever, they would know Jim Brown.
Would they?
Yes. Jim Brown?
Are you
telling me that there are names that don't transcend time?
No, I think Jim Brown does. I just don't know if they know if he played in the 20s or the 60s or the 90s.
The 20s.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, did he play with Babe Ruth? Right?
Yeah, were they on the train together?
Yeah, now...
Who's the oldest NFL player they would know? Jim Brown?
Probably.
Like, there's no way they've heard of Crazy Legs Hirsch or...
No. Night Train Lane.
Night Train... Yeah, guys like that. Bobby
no.
Lane? No, they're not.
No.
Okay,
no,
so...
No chance.
Why do we know all those names?
Because we're dorks who can't play football very well.
These guys grew up watching Terrell Owens. Like, that's the era that these guys watched.
Yeah,
Michael Vick.
But so, I heard from several P1s on social, and I also heard from my wife that it was a very racialist quiz.
Uh-huh. I told you that.
That it's skewed white and it's skewed old. And my response is that's exactly the point, because we are all from that wheelhouse of pop culture, 1984, white middle America. And
like Jerry Jones.
And we think all of these things are vitally important and etched in stone for pop culture eternity.
Yeah.
And the point was to show that no, none of this stuff lasts, and none of these things are top of mind for kids that are out here.
Dude, they didn't even know Prince's most popular song.
Yeah. So, last night...
Sacrilege.
Last night, as I was having a post-dinner beverage with one Donovan Lewis, he had not heard the quiz, but he knew that I was doing it, and so I was talking to him about it, and I was telling him the response that I had gotten, and I said, hey, would you do us a favor? He said, what? And I said, will you create a 1984 fill-in-the-blank pop culture quiz about the community's pop culture in 1984 and come on the show next week and give it to us and see if we can get any of those correct?
I like it.
I like the idea also. I love that idea. I also like the idea of having Marissa as our control group for future training camp quizzes.
Yeah.
And kind of bounce it off her to see.
Sure.
See if she checks off on everything. And I can tell you, you can ask the white kids about ZZ Top.
No doubt.
They could, ZZ Top could all walk in here, God rest their souls, and sit here at the table with their beards and spinning their guitar on their belt buckle. And
somebody arrest these guys.
Nobody under 50 is going to know who they are. So,
I mean, but the thing is that we gave them, it wasn't like, who was the band with the three guys with long beards? It was, we gave them the clues and then said, ZZ blank.
I
like
agree.
At some point life,
right. I mean, for frame of reference, if you were a kid of any race in 1984, you watched MTV.
Right.
And they were on MTV every hour.
Every hour.
So, yes, I understand that
they reminded us
that it is racially biased towards white pop culture, because pop culture in 1984 was very white. And we are all white
this
here
is
at
a
the table.
Well, reasonably white
you
show.
You guys are.
But the point is to show that the things that we think are common knowledge are definitely not anymore.
Yeah. Let's just remember.
Do they know
that
who Harrison Ford is? Seriously.
They don't know the name.
No chance.
Harrison Ford.
What's the last other than Indiana Jones movie Harrison Ford has done?
Well, he's about to be.
What do you even mean?
He's about to be in the new Captain
These guys
Harrison
are
movie.
20 years old. They don't have any idea who that is.
I realize that, but most people, most kids.
Air Force One?
Don't they watch
yes,
Regarding
Air Force
Henry?
One.
Air most Force kids. One was 30
Wonderful
years ago.
Movie,
that was a good one, Bob.
Most kids, DJ, and I may be speaking out of my ass, I think most kids today watch Star Wars and they watch Indiana Jones, still.
Maybe white kids. Maybe.
Man, I disagree. So Star Wars is just not even in the community.
I don't know. We need to ask Donnie.
Where is Donnie? All right. I don't want to fight. I'm going to go sit up on that rooftop and drink a beer.
Do you think things have changed in society to a point where now every girl isn't crazy about a sharp-dressed man?
First off, shut up. Who is Harrison Ford's comp right now? Like, if there was a 2024 for us, is it like Ryan Reynolds?
Or Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. Huh? Chris Pratt, yeah.
Sure.
Thor, for like Lin those Lin guys?
Lin. Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Or Chris. Is he
yeah.
Liam or Chris?
Chris.
Maybe those Daniel the Craig, somebody like that.
Yeah, but even that, let's Bond. Talk about the community.
The Rock.
James Bond.
What?
Thank you, Killer.
Why?
James Bond.
The Rock, right. The Rock is the answer to every question.
Yeah, it is.
And Kevin Hart.
We should have given him 10 questions that ended with the. You gave him the, and they just had to fill in Rock. All right. That's fun.
You didn't answer my question about every girl, though.
No.
I wish you would.
They're not anymore.
They're not?
No, I don't think they are.
When did this change?
I don't look at me. That's no, they don't.
Every girl's crazy about a guy with Riz now, Bob.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, ZZ Top better get back in the studio.
So you're gonna have some problems with that.
Alas. About the convertible that ZZ Top always what was that thing called?
The Eliminator car?
The Eliminator. Like, why do we know that? That's so dumb.
Well, Sod walked up to Killer, and he's laughing, so something good must have come out of that.
Good.
All right, well, let's listen to that audio. David Moore's coming on. We have a lot to play and a lot to get to.
The whole show is Friday fun.
Yes, get used to it. Bye. He wouldn't instantly say Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
I don't know, man. That's a good one. You think it's automatic?
You think he gets one of two?
I mean, he would absolutely know who the guy is. The question is, does he know the guy's name? Like, he knows it's that guy who does those things.
Let me just say this right. I'm going to get this out of the way. I don't want to live in a world where there's a whole group of people, millions of them, that don't know who Harrison Ford is. It makes no sense.
Well, I got news for you.
But that's like saying
he's
I don't...
82 years old. Why would 20-year-olds know who Harrison Ford
because
is?
Because he is part of the conversation of being in two of the most popular movies, action movies that kids watch of all time.
Okay, he wasn't in a Batman movie.
Shut up.
You don't know
dork.
Who they care about. You don't know Ninja.
Huh?
Right?
What just happened?
You don't know?
No. Yeah, you're right. There are YouTubers that I'm not familiar with.
But kids are much. That's much more in their wheelhouse. They probably can name way more YouTube creators than actors from movies from 30, 40 years ago.
I realize that. But like when I was growing up, if someone would have asked me, have you ever heard of Humphrey Bogart? Yes. Like from the age of 10 on.
Things are changing fast.
There's like seven movies back then.
History is not important to people anymore. They don't care.
That weirds me out.
Which is sad, yeah.
No, well, guess what? Guess how long it'll take everybody to get over the end of us? Like, if we got hit at a red light today
a week.
The hard line. The
right.
The big show in the afternoons in DFW.
And,
you want to participate in the walk-off?
Killer's going to do it.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Dak.
No chance.
Hi, Dak.
100. Killer's going to do it.
No, he's not.
He, dude.
He's trying.
He's going to try.
He's going to try.
It takes a lot to.
There's a lot of reporters trying to get their own questions in there.
I'm telling you right now.
You think Killer has the balls to insert his question?
We definitely should have had our phones out because Killer is right in front of
the
Dak,
whole scrum.
But with Clarence Hill and Todd Archer and all those guys. Trying to get the
all right,
the scoop.
Legitimate professionals trying to do their job.
I think Killer is going to do this first off, and then let's make a prediction. Can he name one Harrison Ford movie? That's it, and my answer is yes.
Also, can Killer get his sentence correct?
We're not going to judge him on anything.
Yeah, we are.
No,
he's going above and beyond. He doesn't deserve judgment.
Right. Do you guys think that he'll know one Harrison Ford movie?
I'm just saying, something's going to happen in the way he asks the question that's going to become the main attraction of this audio.
Would it be weird if Dak watches Witness before every game?
Witness? Yeah, what's that Amish movie where I saw that girl's boobs?
The guy drowns in the grain silo?
God, I love that movie.
What if he named Shrinking? Would you give that to him?
Yes, I would. That's the other thing. He's in a very popular television show right now, too.
He's the old guy on that Apple TV show, right? With the one with Jason Segel. And...
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's smiling.
No way.
He's acting like he's successful.
What can you tell us,
Killer?
Here's
the killer.
All right. He's not a movie guy.
No audio?
I do have audio. I'll send it to David real quick.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need your explanation. We'll need his explanation.
He was about to act out his audio.
He's not a movie guy.
Oh, it was Dak talking right there. It was like uncanny. All right, we'll listen to that.
Man, this is all happening.
I'm just upset
now.
With everyone. You know, I should be happy.
Your world is crashing around you.
Yeah,
like you are not the center of the universe like you thought you were.
Not only that, but I'm positive.
What's the deal with that?
I'm positive. Younger Corby, was the type of guy who didn't think. We as a young generation needed to remember old people's stuff.
Wrong. I was obsessed with history.
He was a history major.
Yes, that's
what yeah.
He didn't get his degree, but he was
but
a history major.
History major is different than pop culture.
Guy.
Now you might have
so you
might have said
that,
at 23
you that
we need to remember Neil Young.
But you don't think that in a guy that was born, you know, whatever when we were that I'm pretty plugged in on pop culture from the 60s and
50s. No, you
like,
are, but
more
I,
so than most.
I just don't know that when older people would have been on your case for not knowing who, you know, Ralph Neely or I'm going to keep going to Ralph Neely today.
I knew them all.
Or
that's the point.
Cornell Green.
I knew them all. I was obsessed with that stuff. It's all we had back then.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difference.
It probably is.
Is that all we had were our nerd books.
Yeah, we
and
would.
Nerd cards.
We would read the Guinness Book of World Records or the Sports Almanac.
Right. Because
we didn't have anything else.
And you know what? If a movie came on, you know what? I watched this whole series with my grandma because it was on. The Bob Hope, Bing Crosby road movies. That's what a nerd I was.
No, no. I mean, you don't have to sell being a nerd to me.
Yeah.
But I just, time has passed us by. Like the,
whatever, old man.
The annual tradition of, in book fair in grade school of trying to get a sports almanac as the book you were going to get.
Right.
I just don't think that exists anymore.
No, and like my
it's hard to even get them to collect cards.
My fifth grade teacher who came to me and he goes, or she goes, Corby, look, you're doing a great job on your book reports, but can you not do every one on quarterbacks from the NFL? Like there was a book called Quarterbacks in the NFL. That what other books are there?
No, we all had the bedspreads and the whole bit. How's it coming along over there? Do you have anything?
Yeah, we'll get it here coming up here. In a second.
We're not ready to turn it around quite yet.
Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah, and like this guy says, I teach high school, and Corby would be shocked what these kids know or have watched. No way they know Harrison Ford. They may know the name Indiana Jones, but they haven't seen the movie.
You know what's wild, though? Brett texted me yesterday and said, have you seen 12 Angry Men?
Yeah.
That's incredibly random for a 19-year-old, right?
Absolutely it is. You're talking about the original?
Oh, yeah.
The black and white one?
Yeah. In fact, he said, it's really good if you can get past it being in black and white. That's an exact quote.
That's absolutely incredible that he is aware of that. And people like DJ, who have no concept of history or time.
Everyone is telling you you're wrong, and you're just sticking to it.
No way!
Yes way!
This is why people hate you, Corby.
This is why.
Right here.
Yeah, this is why I'm just weeks away from retirement.
It's like Kirby Davidson.
Pushed out the door.
Yeah, where you have more free time to tell young people about ZZ Top.
But maybe I raise my kids differently because since the age of 7, and they're only 18 and 15, they're young kids. Since the age of 7, they've known who Harrison Ford is. Maybe 5.
Yeah.
And your kids, too.
Sure.
100%. So I don't want to hear this of, oh, he's 25. Why would he know that?
No.
People have parents.
Well, it's yes, but it's different if you're the son of a Star Wars dork.
Bob, that's half the country.
But I'm guessing Dak's not in that half.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a cultural divide that you're not recognizing.
Yeah.
That might keep certain segments of society from knowing about...
What section? Football players?
Yes, mostly football players from knowing about the convertible that ZZ Top always... what was that thing called?
The Eliminator car?
The Eliminator! Like, why do we know that? That's so dumb.
Well, Sod walked up to kill her, and he's laughing, so something good must have come out of that.
Good.
All right, well, let's listen to that audio. David Moore's coming on. We have a lot to play and a lot to get to.
The whole show is Friday fun.
Yes, get used to it. Bye.
She knows how to use them.
You're listening to the most popular band in the world, ZZ Top.
Everyone knows who they are.
Three guys with the beards. Two. E! News coming up here with Dave in just a second. 1 hour away from the big reveal whether or not Jerry Jones knows who Van Halen is. Name any members. Or
as we go in the Wayback Machine to pop culture from 40 years ago.
Well, it's just...
This is quite a sports show you guys are running.
So, we had the argument about whether or not Dak Prescott knew any Harrison Ford movies.
He knew who Rock Hudson was.
At the age of 31. Okay? He's 31 years old.
Yeah.
I said like that he could name one. Like, you could just instantly name Star Wars. So, Killer, our intrepid reporter, ran over there with his phone as Dak Prescott was doing the walk-off.
Yeah, he was done at the podium.
Yeah.
But then, there are bonus questions in the walk-off.
Yeah.
Like, you say, the beat writers save their best questions for the walk-off.
Yeah. Now, Killer... You can join us here on the air.
That's not a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Killer got aggressive.
He did. Not only did he get the question in, but he asserted himself as being in pole position. Don't worry about the buzz. It is what it is. He asserted himself in pole position so he could get this question to Dak Prescott.
Not the pole position.
So here we go. Does Dak Prescott know who Harrison Ford is?
Yes, so we pick it up mid-walk-off.
The moment he's showing up, he's long. And I think a lot of the times, like, yeah, obviously he's got, but he's able to catch it away from these guys. So even though they're on their back, they're not touching the ball. And, no, from the, I mean, he's long. He's got a range on him that is stupid. So, yeah, very strong hands. I have noticed that from the jump.
Hey, can you tell me, can you name two Harrison Ford movies?
No.
You really?
I'm not a movie guy at all.
Oh, man. Okay. That's my dumb question. Yeah.
I'm time for that.
Star Wars, Indiana Jones?
None. I've seen Indiana Jones, never Star Wars.
God!
Thank you.
Never.
Not a movie guy.
What about like at a private screening your parents held for you when you were seven?
What does not a movie guy mean?
Doesn't watch movies.
You don't watch any movies?
Well, I mean,
well, how many movies do you have to watch in a year to be a
movie? Surely he is never going to see a movie in public because of his level of fame, but he certainly has enough money to have a THX movie room in his house if he so chose.
Or, you know, a TV.
Yeah, yeah, evidently he just doesn't care about movies.
I wonder if he watches TV. Like, what kind of world are you living in where you don't watch movies or TV? What kind of loser are you?
Well, you got to relax doing something, right?
Yeah, what it's not does he unreasonable. Do? What does he relax doing?
He takes care of his child.
That child was born a few months ago. He's had a full life before the kid.
How'd you feel that went, Killer?
I thought I did pretty good. I elbowed Todd Archer out of the way and got in there and got the question.
You did good.
I'm hearing from our old friend and Star Wars connoisseur, Ty Walker. Is Ty Walker happy with Dak Prescott saying he's never seen Star Wars or Indiana Jones?
No, he said he saw Indiana Jones, right?
No.
Yeah, he said he's seen Indiana Jones.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
But he's never saw Star Wars.
Oh, okay. So screw you, DJ.
No, he didn't know who Harrison Ford was. That was...
He just knows the characters, man.
Ty says, what the F is wrong with Dak? Yeah. And are we now at the point where it's good riddance?
Yeah, don't bring him back.
It's time. We've had our fun here with you.
Right.
Now move on.
I'm not going to give $60 million to someone who doesn't know Star Wars.
What if that is what Jerry says in the presser when they eventually just don't sign him? How can I do this with a good conscience knowing he's never seen these Star Wars?
Do you think that would knock Dak's agent off balance if they come to terms, but Jerry's last thing before we sign anything is, I'm just going to need Dak to watch Star Wars.
All three.
Well, maybe
the first three.
Maybe that explains his lack of performance in big games. Like, he needs to be in tune with the Force.
Yeah.
He just needs to let go. He needs to close his eyes and visualize the laser going into the portal.
So I think it's a wonderful idea. And also, since DJ's been popping off about, oh, I've never seen anything, I don't watch any movies with old people in it, he's never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. And so next week, at a time of our choosing, this weekend he's going to watch it.
If I have
sometime next week, we will have DJ's review of Raiders of the Lost Ark, which he thinks is going to look like the original King Kong.
I'm telling you, Deej, it's like one of the best movies of all time.
Okay. I've never, it just wasn't a movie that we had at the house, so it's just not something I ever saw.
And that's okay.
Oh, that's Creed?
Honestly, if you said to me, hey, Bob, this is one of the best movies I've ever seen, I want you to watch it, I think it's more than possible that there is a great movie that I haven't seen that I need to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think this is one for you.
I think
you're going to take this assignment and you're going to say to yourself, that was the best assignment I've ever been given.
Yes. Like, I think in your head, you think that this is something that's poorly made and no fun at all because it was made in 1981.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, an absolute delight.
To this day, like I've seen it in the last couple of years. If I'm Dave, one of the greatest things about being a kid is going back and reliving your childhood with your kids. And I would be so fired up if I were Dave knowing that in a handful of years I get to sit down and watch Raiders of the Lost Ark with my kid. Have you shown your kids, Killer?
Oh,
Raiders?
Yeah. Raiders, Matthew and I have watched it 20 times.
Yes.
He's got it on his iPad and watches it on the plane. Marcus. Aurelius.
It's awesome. Like, it is so much fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, DJ, Dave's, not to oversell it, but
Dave's considering more kids just to watch it
right
time.
Yeah. I watched all the entire Raiders series with my daughter, and Last Crusade was her favorite.
Yeah, that was my kid's favorite too.
That's a bold
yes,
statement.
For sure. Like they would watch it over and over. So it does still exist in the zeitgeist of American culture. I just don't know to what end.
And you're saying that's why Dak can't win the big one.
We're going to point to this very day so many times this year when they're 4-13.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Everything's fine.